The founder of the brutal The Family Cult, in which kids were tortured after being effectively stolen through adoption scams, has died in a Melbourne nursing home. Anne Hamilton Byrne, who essentially convinced people she was Jesus Christ reincarnated, led the Doomsday Sect with her husband Bill Hamilton Byrne from 1963 to 1987. You might remember the cult was made famous by images of children, all with bleach blonde bowl cuts and matching outfits. Those children had been subjected to beatings, they'd been drugged with LSD, and it wasn't until a police raid freed them in 1987 that we learnt more about Anne Hamilton Byrne. My next guest, Ben Shenton, was, if I remember rightly, only about 18 months old when his mum, a single mother, handed him over to Anne Hamilton Byrne. Ben joins me on the program this afternoon. Good day to you, Ben.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
How do you feel about the death of this woman?
What did I learn this week? Two things are certain in life, taxes and death. So I guess with Anne, I was expecting her to pass on, obviously being 98 and dementia. And my main feeling, I guess, is a closing of a chapter, a bit of relief. Sadness for thinking of those that are no longer with us, that grew up, I would call them brothers and sisters, or sister, I should say, who passed away. And just knowing the fallout that she presented to be someone who had answers to speak into people's lives to help them. But in actual fact, those answers ended up being very destructive and left a lot of mayhem and damage around. So just, I guess, reflecting on, as we often do when someone passes away, on what their life held, what it did, what impact it had. And sadly, in spite of her appearing to help and care and love people is how she presented herself, she actually destroyed a lot of lives. So, yeah, just aware of that and feeling for those that I know that have suffered at her hand.
Ben, do you mind telling our audience something of the life you led inside the family?
No problem. Happy to help fill the listeners in. And it was a time I knew nothing else, Jeff, so I grew up fully believing that this woman, Anne Hamilton Byrne, was my mother. Life was very regimented, very connected into knowing there was a supernatural side to life. It isn't just what we feel and see, but Anne definitely spoke about, and I experienced a supernatural side to life, because everything in life's about being able to control the outcomes of it. So Anne wielded spiritual power to do that. So we live with that, with fear, as you said in the header there, of abuse, often unpredictable. The world's changed on us. So there was beatings, yes, dunking in water, missing out on meals, riding lines, punishment, living with the unknown, not having or able to have relationships with people I grew up with. We all responded different ways to that. So, yeah, growing up with fear, and the years have gone by. While my upbringing was bizarre, I've come to realise a lot of people go through very similar things, separate from parents, you know, living with answers that your parents think are the answer that sometimes aren't. So, yeah, I guess the overriding thing in there was lack of genuine love, an environment where they wanted the long-term good of us.
Do you remember well the day the police finally came to free you?
Yeah, I do. I do, yes, very much remember that day. So it was, as I'm putting into a book I'm writing, it was a day which was always going to be special. Bill had actually come back from overseas, and he'd come back because we were at an age where we were rebelling. I wasn't one of those, but things were happening they couldn't control.
How old were you at the time, Ben?
I was 14, I believe I was 14. I was actually 15. So the day the police came to rescue us was very different to how we thought the day would come. We just thought we were going to go out on a wonderful picnic and Bill was going to be headed back overseas again. So, yeah, it was a day that turned the world, I knew it, upside down.
Did you have a sense of relief when Victorian police officers held you and said you were safe? Or did you not truly understand what they knew about Anne Hamilton Smith and Bill?
And to be honest with you, Jeff, I don't think, and I haven't been lying before, but I don't think they fully understood who Anne was at the time. What the police were responding to was three of the girls who, one had run away, one had escaped and made good her escape, and the third one, they got together and said to the police, there's abuse going on, and the police just saw this as, let's rescue some kids that are being abused. Yeah. So it wasn't Anne the person dealing LSD and breaking laws and, you know, manipulating and controlling people. Is just a welfare issue. So when the police came to extract me, I was fighting against that, thinking my life was being turned upside down. I was about to be sent overseas to boarding school. You know, it was what I'd been looking forward to for a long time, and I saw them as interrupting that. But it didn't take long to register, hang on, this could be a good thing. And by the end of the day, I was never going back. I was going to do whatever I could to stay out.
Today on the program, you're listening to Ben Shenton. He was a survivor of the family cult. And we're talking to Ben today, and I appreciate he's probably only known for a few hours, that Anne Hamilton Byrne, the woman he took to be his mother and the founder of this cult, has died in a nursing home at the age of, I think, about 98, suffering from dementia. Ben, Lex Deman, the Victorian policeman who investigated the cult, described her today as the epitome of evil. Normally, when you hear of a death, there's a period of sorrow, he said today. I couldn't be further from that. May she rot in hell. Is there anger in you still? I seem to remember in our last conversation you are reconciled.
Yeah, that's three good thoughts there, and I'll pass them as quickly as I can, Jeff, not to belabor it. Firstly, the idea of hell. We all stand before a judge and have to give an account for our life, and that's exactly what Anne will be doing. So justice didn't happen on this side of eternity, but definitely will in eternity. We'll judge for what we do. Evil, I guess he touches on, is when you present something to be good and helpful, knowing that it's not, and you delude people and you destroy lives. And then, yes, on my behalf of having reconciled that, the debt that she owed me for, I guess, stealing my mother, my father off me and the damage done, I've let her go free of that debt.
You've let her go free of that debt, and I know you're a person of considerable faith too, but, you know, when you talked about Lex Deman's observation that she was the epitome of evil and then gave a definition of it, it sounds as if, to you, she did fit that definition.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. As I said, evil is when you present something. She claimed to be the reincarnation of Jesus. She claimed to have answers that help people, knowing that, you know, she was claiming to people, follow me and I'll lead you into eternity to be the answer, and she never was and isn't. And people gave their life to her with the signs and wonders she wielded spiritual powers. To do that, it cost people their families, it cost them their money, their inheritance, their children. You know, I still reflect back on one of the sect members, Sonia, standing in her lounge room, and she had a picture of her daughter, beautiful-looking woman who she was not reconciled with, had hated her mother, and asked me to pray with her. Please, I want my relationship fixed with her. And she passed away a couple of years after that, never reconciled with her daughter. So when you see that, a woman who was loyal to Anne for probably 50 years, deeply grieving over the breaking of a relationship with her daughter with tears in her eyes, that's evil.
Will her death give rise to questions of compensation, some acknowledgement of what you endured and how you as kids were abused? And as we have learnt more recently in a Royal Commission into the Abuse of Children, you were abused but also betrayed by adults who held status within Melbourne society.
Yeah, you said it well, Jeff. Look, when the police realised that we weren't going to have, in inverted commas, our day in court because of the trauma that would be involved, they set about doing what they could under the laws back in, what was it, 1988, thereabouts, of getting some level of compensation for us. And we got the maximum amount the government could give us, you know, which I guess it wasn't a massive amount at all. I think it was $7,500. So that was the state government recognising that, and many of us younger ones were wards of the state. Compensation, I guess, would have to come out of Anne's will, if anywhere, and that obviously that's a legal matter that I can't comment on as how that would turn out. So, look, if anyone wants to give money to the help the Ben Shenton Fund, I'll happily take it.
Sure.
You know, to add a slightly jocular air to it, but yeah, look, if money comes my way, I won't say no, and I definitely do recognise the damage done. And as I said, you know, there's probably more, a lot more than I that were part of that at Anne's hands, and whatever can be done to help them on the way, I'm into seeing that.
So, it's probably too early to ask you this. Are you a little lighter of heart this afternoon?
So yes, I'm relieved. It would be the thing I was waiting for Anne to pass on, for the chapter to be closed. And I guess we move on in life to see this final part happen. So yes, there's probably more relief than anything.
I thank you very much for talking to me and wish you well, Ben.
Appreciate your time, Jeff.